I'm Maya Jensen, and this is Live from Studio A. We are so pleased to welcome Low to our studios. They are a Duluth trio that have been just a vital part of the indie music scene here and nationally and internationally for 25 years. They're releasing their latest album, Double Negative. It dropped today. And thank you so much for joining us.
Really honored. It's just down the street, so let's do it.
Well, let's kick off with a song. Double Negative drops today on Sub Pop Records, and we'll hear a song, and then we'll chat.
Awesome.
It's Low. All right. Live from Studio A, we're listening to Low playing live from our studios on this Friday, and they're releasing their Double Negative album today. It's out, and that song from the album, of course, Always Trying to Work It Out. Well, welcome to the studios. Congratulations on another album.
Thanks. Thank you. Wow. Still doing it. Yeah.
Well, who chose Pink? The album is Pink.
Well,
Pink girls.
It was kind of a, I don't know, the photo that the artist took of the mask, there was just something about the light that it was sort of a little bit of a pink hue, and I think when we went to go process the photo, there was sort of a little bit of bringing that out a little bit, but yeah, I don't know, it just seemed right, the right color against the or for the back of the mask, I guess.
Well, congratulations, and so far the tracks that we got early had a little kind of a new sound, and this song that we just started with, of course, just that classic harmony that we all love about Low. So nice to hear. How do you feel about the album as a whole?
Well, we're really happy with it. We've been pretty lucky. We're usually really, really happy with things. Usually if we finish it, it means we're happy with it. And yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting to people. It's exciting to hear from friends listening to it and stuff. And yeah, it's exciting. We're getting ready for some touring and hopefully selling enough tickets and all that. So it's good. It's fun.
Right. How does it feel going back into the studios? How many times have you done this? A lot of times. And does it feel different? How do you kind of keep that spark going?
Well, we're always looking for cool experiences in the studio. You know, sometimes an inspiring place, you know, will be kind of vital to what kind of record you make. We made a couple records here at Sacred Heart Studio in Duluth, and there's a sound in that room that you really can't deny, and that definitely had its power over some of the sound of the record. Sometimes it's the people you work with. We've been lucky over the years to work with a real eclectic line of producers and engineers and people who are artists themselves and have kind of creative bearing on what the record ends up being. And yeah, it's fun. It's actually, I don't know, it's fun.
It's, you know, making a record, at some point we scratch our head and we question everything that we were doing up to that, you know, up to yeah. this point. And
but we're used to that happening.
Yeah, so. I mean, well, it happens every time, and then I guess eventually we come to terms with it and we figure it out, and yeah. then we put it out and we're like, wow, yeah, that's great.
So for this album, you returned to where you recorded Ones and Sixes, Justin Vernon's studio down in Eau Claire, and also the same producer?
Yeah, BJ yeah. Burton.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a producer, has worked with a lot of different things, hip-hop, some of Justin Vernon's stuff, James Blake, who we're a fan of, and different things like that.
Yeah, Sylvan Esso and Tallest Man on Earth.
Yep,
and
yep.
Well, there's parts of this album that have that electronic sound, some atmospheric leanings that kind of felt like that Bon Iver. Is there influence there? Or?
Well, we're definitely in a time right now where between the technology and sort of access to that technology and sort of the bottoming out, to be honest, of the music industry, that kind of a lot that's going on as far as forward, you know, as far as taking music forward is really trying to come to terms with the possibilities of digital recording, and there's a lot of options there. I think the world's really only scratched the surface, and there's a lot of ways to manipulate sound now, and I think that's having a lot of influence on the way people are making records these days. I think you see it a lot, probably more evidently in hip hop, but definitely some rock bands and different things. You know, it's not uncommon in the last decade or two for people to be trying to figure out how does a band grapple with technology and sort of the future and what you would hope would be a progression of music. And different people are doing different things with that. Sometimes you're manipulating the rhythms. Sometimes you're squishing and distorting sound, you know, natural sounds. Sometimes some people are just using sounds that are completely generated by computer. Some people are manipulating the voice. You see that a lot more. Definitely Justin Vernon was sort of more of a prominent figure on some of his recordings with that. And, yeah,
who,
BJ...
kind of did all those things.
Yeah, huh?
Kind of did all those things right. A little bit, you know?
Yeah, we kind of touched on all those things a little bit, kind of in our own way. It's, I don't know, we've always kind of dabbled in machines and sort of cryptic use of electronics and stuff. But this was kind of a chance for us, especially with BJ Burton, to be able to really dive in and do something, maybe, you know, make a more of a large gesture instead of just a sprinkling, you know.
I was going to say, do you enjoy it? But it sounds like you have enjoyed kind of exploring new some new technologies and adding that in. And...
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, I think, you know, again, it comes back to the idea of going in and making a record and not knowing what you're going to end up with, and letting yourself be open and brave, and sometimes scare yourself and second guess yourself, and I don't know, you just keep your eyes open and ears open, and usually you'll land it.
Well, it's delightful that after all of these years, 25 years, that the group, you guys are still pushing forward and trying new things and keeping it fresh. And we're also lucky that that's true.
Well, it's been tricky, but we've been very lucky.
Do you have a favorite song on the album, Mimi?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Maybe after touring.
Yeah, maybe after touring. It comes and goes with me. You know, at this point, I'm not sure. But yeah, when we get on the road, I'll probably find a favorite.
We could do Disarray is kind of fun. Is that where we're going to do that?
Let's do one more.
Sing. This one's pretty fun to play. Right. And
it's Low, live from City Way.
All right, great. Yeah, I'll try it.
It's Low, live from Studio A, and that is Disarray from their new album, Double Negative. It dropped today. It is available, and we're so lucky they're joining us live from Studio A. And you guys are hitting the road. In fact, even today, are you playing in-store? Is that true?
Yeah, we're going to run down to Minneapolis Electric Fetus and play there.
And then you're heading out on the road. It's less than a week.
Yes, yeah, a couple shows scattered here and there for the next few months. And, yeah, this is the busy time, and it's fun. We're looking forward to seeing some of our friends.
Right, you're going to Europe the month of October.
Yeah, some of it.
Some of it. And then, of course, you'll be back here. Let's see, you're coming stateside for November. November, you're kicking off in St. Paul, stateside at the Fitz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, well, it's kind of a swanky venue.
Yeah, I'm very nervous about it.
Oh, no.
It's large and sit down, so you have to be professional.
I don't know about that. And then, of course, as your local Midwest, or I guess stateside, then you're all the way back to High Noon Saloon, which was the first time I ever saw the Black Eyed Snakes was at the High Noon.
Yeah, good old High Noon.
The High Noon. Yeah,
in
they're
Madison,
really,
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Some things never change.
Some things never change.
Well, how do you feel about hitting the road? You've done this a lot of times. Is there something you're looking forward to? You mentioned friends on the road.
Yeah, we have favorite restaurants and cities. It's always fun to go to a place and look for the look for the good vegetarian vegan food, and get recommendations from people that work at the clubs and stuff. It's really actually a beautiful way to see the world and see places, because you show up and there's someone there who is excited you're there, and they want to tell you where the good restaurant is and where the record store is and where the good view of the city is, or the mountain or whatever. So yeah, it's really nice. We've been really blessed and lucky to be able to do this.
Well, how does it feel after all these years to still have a national label behind you and to have that support? And how is that relationship after all these years? Is that not everyone has that?
No. Well, I'll tell you, it's very weird. When we wrote a couple songs in the basement on the West End, and then played one little show, and that's kind of how it started. And
you're still doing it.
Yeah, I mean, after every release, we always kind of are just amazed that we're still able to do this, that we've been able to, you know, support ourselves and our family, and hopefully, you know, some other people that are along for the ride. But yeah, I mean, nothing but feeling fortunate and blessed to be able to do this.
And I'm sure the fans are actually also thrilled that there's a new album and that you continue to creatively put out new music. And
I mean, we hope so. I mean, it's not the main reason or the only reason that we put music out. It's, you know, but it's definitely, it keeps us going, and
we get encouraged.
Yeah, we love to talk to people that come to the shows, and
it's
going.
I don't know. It's fun going and getting some new music and listening to new stuff and following up with people you like. You know.
Yeah.
We're
familiar
faces
across the world.
We know what that's like.
Well, we know that it can go both ways. Whether touring and playing the shows is exhausting, or is that exhilarating and energizing to have the audiences?
Well, it's both. Yeah, it's
it is.
Definitely the energy that you get definitely sustains you. I mean, you can't, you know, being in a position that we're at, we can't really necessarily complain about touring because we get to do it.
Yeah,
and
right.
I have countless friends who deserve to be traveling the world playing their music that don't get to as much. So we're definitely blessed. But yeah, 25 years, we're getting old. It's a little tougher to ride in a van for 8 hours a day and whatnot.
We get tired at night.
Yeah. Right. But no, it's fun and it's kept us fed. So
Well, congratulations. Low with their new album, Double Negative, dropped today. And we've heard a few songs on the radio over the summer, and there's been a video, but the whole album is released. Can we hear one more from you guys?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do another song from the record. It's, I don't know. We're playing acoustic versions of these songs, so... please enjoy the record. It was fun to make, and we were lucky to do it. So thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Low on Live from Studio A. Low, live from Studio A. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you. Peace.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Andrew Ressler, Emma Gilhausen, Race Finnegan, and Chris Harwood, and myself, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. A reminder, the album, Lowe's album, Double Negative, is out today, and they will be touring and playing here in Minnesota in St. Paul at the Fitz, November 2nd. That's a Friday, right before Election Day. You can, if you only caught part of this, you can find the whole thing posted online shortly. You can listen again. You can also check out upcoming guests. You can listen to previous sessions all at KUMD.org. Just click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on KUMD. Thanks for listening.